Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides, He'll come through.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you as you're tuning in to Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Glory to God. We thank you for taking time out to tune in to today's word. Glory to God that God has given me on today. This is Prophetess V. The show is What's Grilling Today. Amen. And you know what? This show is a show that is ordained by God. Amen. It was spoken into existence maybe like 4 years ago, never knowing what was going to happen. It went from just being something that me and my niece, Kyra P., was doing, and hope she's listening in. Amen. And then it escalated to joining in with Evangelist Winona, and we combined the shows. It was What's Grilling Today with Beautiful You on the Inside. And then it went from there, glory to God, to being on the streets, What's Grilling Today, ministering to people, and now on the radio, glory to God. And God is ordering our footsteps, just as God is ordering your footsteps, glory to God. This here show has not been rehearsed in no type of way. Pray, and I ask God, amen, to lead me by His Spirit and speak to me that I may speak to the people of God. Glory to God. So, you know, in saying that, I just give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Glory to God. Because they are a platform. Glory to God. God is using them. Glory to God. Kingdom Builders. Amen. For such a time as this, glory to God. And I thank them, amen, for even offering me a platform on today. But I don't want to, amen, hold up, glory to God, the show for today, amen, because God has truly given me a lot. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to give you everything that God gave me. I'm just recapping back from the beginning of the shows. God had me to start out with faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then from that, He went to, it is impossible to please God without faith, glory to God. So we must move. We can't ask God, amen, to do something or to cause things to happen in our life, and then we just sit there. You know, God wants you to move. God wants you to work. God wants you to show movement, glory to God. And then from there, it was a message. I believe the message was in Jonah about being swallowed up in the belly of the whale. And how many of you know Jonah was being swallowed up in the belly of the whale because of disobedience? Sometimes God can give us to do something, and because we don't, it don't make sense to us, or we feel that, well, it shouldn't happen this way, but we ain't God. Glory to God. Thank God I ain't the one in charge. Amen. Because so many people that done wronged me and stabbed me in my back, and you know what? I would have been like, you know what? Let him suffer. But then I was in the world. Now that I'm saved, glory to God, I pray for people. Amen. Because guess what? Nobody is perfect. People are going to get on your nerves. People are going to upset you. family, friends, people you don't know. But you know what? We got to forgive. Amen. We got to walk in forgiveness, and we got to overlook some things that people do. Why? Because everybody is just on different levels, okay? We're just being real. Everybody on different levels when it comes to the Lord. You know, some people don't know God the way that they think they do. Some people think they know God in every move that God is making. Amen. But guess what? I'm learning every day. I ain't never said, amen, that I know it all, glory to God. But I do know that God is using me for such a time as this, amen, to speak a word unto you. So I'm going to stop right there, amen. I did know on last week, I did say that I had some scriptures, which I do, amen. I do have some scriptures for you, but I want you to know that you tuned in at the right time, glory to God. And I'm going to get through this. I'm not going to try to speed through this. I'm not going to try to run through this because I wanted to marinate what God has given me. I'm telling my spirit, it just was excited all day today because of what God was speaking to me. And I was like, oh, God, I'm just on fire right now today. I'm just on fire. I'm just excited even for what you're doing on the in the land, on the earth, Father, in the world, glory to God. I'm telling you, we can't look at, amen, what's going on right now before us, God. But well, listen, we got to look ahead. We got to look, amen, past what we're seeing right here. We got to look and see why everything is happening the way it is. It's to bring you into alignment with God. Hallelujah. So right there, I'm going to stop. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, have your way. And I'm going to go into prayer. Glory to God. Father God, we come to you. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to open up the windows of heaven, Father, to pour us out blessings, God, right now. Pour us out words, Father, by your spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it will not fall on deaf ears, Father God, but Father, whoever hears this word on today, it will bring about a speedy recovery, and it will bring about a speedy change on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, devil, we command you right now to get back, but you have no right, you have no dominion in this place. You have no authority over these radio waves. For I thank you for the Holy Spirit is taking over. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And if you're in agreement, give God praise right there. I want you to know, amen, that God is in the blessing business and he's blessing you on today. I'm speaking over your life that even from this word that you will hear today is bringing about a change. It is awakening something up in your spirit on today. I'm telling you, you going from one level, you're going to catapult to the next, glory to God, because this word is going to help you. The word that God was giving me, amen, today, he was giving me how in this time right now, he's searching for those that will be a voice for him, that those that will be a mouthpiece for him. God is searching. God sits high, but he's looking down low, amen, to see who will say, God, use me where I'm at. I may have this joint in my mouth. I may be smoking weed on today, but God, you know what? Surrender. I ain't saying me. The devil is a lie. I ain't saying me smoking weed and all that. I'm saying people. Wherever you are, allow God to use you. You could be in a relationship with multiple people, and you can't hear the voice of God because you too bound, and you being in bondage is fading out the voice of God. But you hear me? I'm speaking to you that God wants to use you. Glory to God. He'll cause you to put everything down, sacrifice everything in your life, and pick up on the things of God. You may not feel that you even equipped. You don't know it all. I don't know it. You may think, I don't even know enough for God to use me. Let me tell you, that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. The only thing you got to worry about is opening your mouth. You ain't even got to know what the next thing is going to come out of your mouth. And God will use you to speak. The Bible says for us to go out to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. Prophetess V, that's me. I'm coming to you on today through the radio. I'm coming through television. I'm coming out there on the street. I'm evangelizing with the bullhorn. I'm riding up and down the street, amen, and in a drop-top convertible with the bullhorn in my hand, and I'm saying it's time to give your life to Christ. Glory to God. Listen, it's time out for all this plan. It's time to lay the toys down and pick up on the tools, pick up on the weapons, and let's get ready and go to war for God. Glory to God. Now listen, I got some scriptures. Go get your paper, your pen. I meant to tell y'all that before I got started. Glory to God. Get your pen, get your paper. Y'all need to write this. I'm telling you, I promise you, you need to write this down. Because the word on today, we're going to start out with in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 13. Because the word is God is waiting to use you. What's the holdup? Now, I done went through all that and what I just said to you all. Oh, I'm not ready because I feel, you know, I don't got all my playing out of me yet and whatnot. But listen, God can wipe that out of you before you can even blink an eye. God been done took all that out of you. I'm telling you, when I got saved, I was a cussing jack. I think I said that probably about two shows ago. I'm telling you, I used to cuss every other word come out of my mouth. Was a cussing word. And see, I asked God to wipe that away from me. You know, and I did. And I promise you, I probably should have prayed for my son because sometimes I think that spirit transferred over to him because he cussed so much. But I pray for him. I'm praying his deliverance. Glory to God. Sometimes he just be cussing. He be talking and be cussing. Don't even know he didn't cuss. Be in front of his mama. Can I be real with y'all? And I be rebuking that spirit up and down. Get out of here, devil. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. But listen, we got to be real. How many of y'all going to be before the people? How many of y'all going to be before the people show, amen, what God has did in you? To be transparent. Don't try to hide everything. You only want to show something. You only want to show, you know what the outcome of what God. Well, what about when God is working on you right now? Glory to God. Let God get the glory. Let them see, amen, what God is doing in you now and the after effect. Glory to God. Come on, people. Let's just be real. That's how people going to get saved. That's how they're going to be delivered. Glory to God. I don't mind. If God say expose, I got to expose because guess what? I got to answer to God. I got to answer to the Lord. Glory to God. So anyway, in Isaiah 40, amen, we're going to start at verse 13. 40 verse 13 in the book of Isaiah, it says, who hath directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, have taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding. Glory to God. And in reading that scripture, as I was studying earlier, I read that having the mind of Christ means we look at life from our Savior's point of view, having his values and desires in mind. So, on last week, I was speaking about our mind and how if your mind is unbalanced, how can God use you? The title of the message is God is wanting to use you, but what is holding you up? So if your mind is not stable, if your mind is not in tune with God, if your mind is just wandering, listen, the devil has to first captivate the mind. And then when he captivates your mind, now he begins to control you, your body, your thoughts. Come on, somebody. We're going to get this thing on today. Listen, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Our minds have to be right. Our minds have to be in alignment with God. Well, listen, we can't focus on what's going on in the world and think that we got to follow just because, okay, this is happening in the world today. Okay, well, then I need to adjust to what's going on in this world. No, your mind has to be renewed. Glory to God. There's a scripture that speaks on allowing your mind to be renewed. This whole show on today is going to be about our minds being transformed, being open to the will of God, going over to the book of Romans, glory to God, chapter 12 and verse 2. Glory to God, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, in this scripture, this is actually a call for a consecration, okay? But God is speaking for us to not be conformed to the world, not to begin to lay things down for the world. We got to lay up things, treasures in heaven, glory to God. We got to be worried about, amen, what is it, God, that I must do? Now, listen, I gave something simple on today, which is a text to send out, because all of us know somebody that's going through something. So when you go into prayer for that person and you say, well, God, how what you want me to do? I mean, I can't do nothing. I can only pray. And here God then dropped the nugget in your hands today through your phone to send to them. Because guess what? This is something they need to hear. Because it's too many that are being captivated of the things that the enemy is doing in their life, they all sidetracked because the enemy is feeding them negativity, and here they don't know what to do. And here you got to answer to send them a text or call them and say, listen, y'all need to listen to this word today. This is going to help you. I'm here to be a blessing. Glory to God. I ain't here to be no showboat. Glory to God. I'm here to help the people. I'm here for God to use me as a vessel to reach, amen, to the people, however way he sees fit, to help them along their walk, to strengthen them so that they, amen, can be used of God, so that they can make it into heaven when it's their time to come home. You know how many people did not make that missed heaven and went to hell and that's crying, wishing that when they were walking this earth, they even visioning now. They visioning, man, when that person came up to me on the street and was trying to talk to me about Jesus, and I was just all about, you know, my business. I didn't even take 2 minutes out to listen to what they said. Maybe if I had a stop and listen for them 2 minutes, that would have changed my whole direction in life. Maybe I wouldn't have never ended up where I'm at right now. Listen, it's people with all kind of conversations going on down in hell, and can't nobody hear them but they self, but the devil, but the people that's down there with them. They crying out, wishing that they would have just gave God a little time. We got 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a day. Can we take out some time for God? Can we take out 15 minutes in a week and pray? Can we lay out before God? Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit, somebody today. I'm hoping that your ears is open and that you, because you've been wondering, you know, what can you do? What kind of changes can I make? Because we done had enough time to sit in because of this pandemic. You ain't had none but time. Time to sit down and analyze your life. Oh, you know what? It's time to make a change. Because what? God is wanting to use you. Now, what's the holdup? Now, listen. The scripture said in Romans 12, I'm going to read it again, and it said, be not conformed to this world any longer. It's time to get your focus on the values and the ethical institutes of God. Glory to God. And as you do that, because it said, let your mind be renewed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Allow your mind to be transformed. Allow your mind to be renewed. Because as you do that, glory to God, you will begin to mature spiritually. See, some people, spirits are dead because they know nothing of the word of God. Number one, they're like, okay, for instance, you eat food. You put food in your body to nourish the body. Okay? It's the word of God. The word of God. You got to read the word of God. You got to drink the word of God. That's what causes your spirit to awaken. See, some people just got a dead spirit. That's why the things, amen, that are spiritual are empty because they don't even understand that this is real. The stuff that's going on, it's real. You got things going on in the spiritual world. You got things going on in the natural world. But things are birthed first in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope I'm helping somebody. Listen, the devil, the reason why the devil comes up against your mind is because he wants to take control of your destiny. See, when you were born in your mother's womb, God knew you by name. Glory to God. Before your mother knew you by name, God knew you by name. And the devil said, you know what? How am I going to alter the destiny of this child's life? As soon as you come out, the devil will already be trying to work. Because the majority of what's developing a person's spirit when they're around, just like a baby, amen, that when you're carrying a baby in your stomach and you're not speaking to this baby, you're not singing, not holding your stomach and you know, rocking the baby while the baby is growing in the womb, you're not speaking to that child that Lord Jesus, I want this child to develop. I want all the organs to develop properly. I mean, these are things that, okay, we need to be speaking, women. Need to be speaking to the womb that the womb is healthy. That when I'm delivering this baby will come through the canal and there will not be any difficulties. There will not be any problems. These are things that need to happen, people. You're speaking positive. So that baby is developing, glory to God, healthy. See, y'all may not think this is real, what I'm saying. I promise you, glory to God. What I'm teaching you today is deep. But if you receive what the Spirit of God is speaking through Providence B onto you, amen, I promise you it's going to help your walk with God. Glory to God. So the devil already sets a plan. I'm going to cause rejection. I'm going to cause rejection to develop in the mind of this child. Why? By doing things that will cause this child to feel like it's not wanted. It's rejected. It'll cause the mother to look at life in a certain way because things may not be going the way she wanted to go. And now she begins to reject the child that's growing in her womb. No. We got to allow our minds to be renewed because I'm telling you, people, that's a trick of the devil, women. The men. The baby ain't even born yet. You have no recollection. Well, I'm really not ready to be a father. And then you start developing things, unsurety. You begin to feel, you know, that, well, my life is not lining up the way it needs to. I can't handle this. This is something new. Instead of you trusting God, let your mind be renewed. I don't know who I'm talking to, glory to God, but I hope I'm helping you. Amen. I'm actually speaking as the Holy Spirit give me, because I'm trying to get to point three, and I keep going back to this. So I already prayed. I asked God to use me however he wants. Glory to God. So listen, there's a scripture. Write the scripture down. It's James chapter 4, verse 7. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil. And he'll flee. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God and resist the devil, and he will flee. Glory to God. 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. Let me go there. Glory to God. Listen, our greatest asset that we have, people, listen to me. The greatest asset that you have is your mind. You have got to guard your mind, because the devil is ready to sift you like wheat. The devil is like a roaring lion. He's moving to and fro throughout the land, throughout the earth. He's seeking who he can devour. He used people to come against you. It's not the person. It's the spirit behind the person. Glory to God. So it is. It's not the individual person. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. It's influences of evil, wicked. Sometimes when people are in a place of vulnerability, the enemy can use them. Sometimes without them even knowing. They are tools that the enemy is using to disrupt you, to disrupt your life, to cause you to be blind. But in the name of Jesus, I speak that you will open your mouth and that you will tell the devil, that you will say, devil, according to the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 7, I submit myself unto God and I resist you, Satan. Now get out of here. You got to talk like that. You got to use the word of God to fight. The word of God is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon at the enemy. Listen, you ain't got to put up no fences. You ain't got to bust nobody up. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to punch. Go to the word of God and speak the word of God in your situation. And God will fight for you. Glory to God. When people do you wrong, when people around you and you see that these people, they is about possessed by the devil, go to God and pray for their deliverance, because they just might not be able to see. Let me move on. 1 Peter 5. Let's see where we at. 1 Peter 5. Write this down. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to go to verse 8 and 9. I'm telling you, God is wanting to use you. What is holding you up? After the day, it ain't going to hold you up no more. Glory to God. Okay, reading at verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Let me continue to read on. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory to God. So you got to know, glory to God, that God is wanting to bring about a change in your life. He's wanting to renew you. He's wanting you to know that, listen, you don't have to fight your battles. God is here. The Spirit will fight for us, but we got to know how to tackle the situation as it comes to us. Sometimes we can be thrown off our rocker, you know, and listen, it only take a few seconds before you know it, you know, something did something, and now you got to go back and repent and ask God for forgiveness, okay? But our greatest asset is our mind. So we cannot allow our minds to be controlled by the enemy, people. And when I said earlier about how the enemy, once he takes over your mind, then he begins to take control. Now he causes your life to be held up. He brings distraction. Now, see, God has a calling for you. And now because the enemy has did the things in your life and causing disruption, he's trying to corrupt the values, amen, that you are believing in. And now before you know it, you're this person that you looking at yourself like, what have I become? That's the trick of the devil. So when we know where we are, now that you see, amen, that this is not me, feel different. I wake up, I don't pray like I used to. I'm not listening to my worship music. I'm not listening to my prayer music. I'm not listening to my, you know, my worship time. I'm not spending time in prayer. I'm not being prostrate before God. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not fasting. I'm not seeking the face of God. Before you know it, you're doing all kind of other stuff. Your life is like you're a wind up toy. You're doing stuff that don't mean nothing. That's not amounting to anything. Because the enemy is taking control of your mind, your body, your spirit. We got to get sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I hope I'm helping somebody today. People start, when the enemy has captivated you or took control of you, you know, you start opening up yourself to all kind of unhealthy relationship, getting high, drinking, smoking. You start your body. Women out here, how you think these women and men too, start selling their bodies and whatnot? Because the devil has them possessed in the mind. You look at people; they seem like they had it going on at once upon a time. And then you turn around the next year or two, you look at like, what happened? What happened? They are in prison. But I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I command Satan to loose hold of your mind, loose hold of your thoughts in the name of Jesus. I speak to your spirit to bow down to the Spirit of God. I speak to your ears to be able to hear the voice of God. I speak to your spirit to begin to cry out for deliverance. Open up your mouth and say, God, I'm sorry. Please save me. God is, he's never shut down to you. You might have turned your back, walked away from God, but God is still right there with open arms to you, waiting on you, amen, to come back to him. Glory to God. God has need of you. I hear God saying, I have need of you. I will take care of you. God will meet you where you at. Glory to God. But he needs you. Repentance. We are in the hour where the repentance is much needed in this hour, especially because of things that happen. People are leaving this earth. People are dropping off this earth. that you tell them Jesus loves you. I love you. If you didn't do that, guess what? You got time to do it now. You got time to reach out to somebody who you have not spoken to in months, in years, because of something that they done did to you in the past. Let the past be the past. It's time to pick up on now. It's time to pick up on the things of God now. It's time to allow your mind to be transformed. Allow your mind to be renewed. Amen. Stop the foolishness. People of God, there's not a lot of time. We may think we got all this time now, and then we don't. Because the day is getting darker. Glory to God. You even see the day is shortened. You get up in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock, before you know it, it's dark outside. That's telling you something, people of God. God sends you messages through signs, wonders. He sends messages to us through his prophets. The Bible says in Amos 3 and 7, I believe it is, that God will not do anything until he reveal it first to his servants, the prophets. Glory to God. I'm not saying nothing unless God give it to me to say it. I'm not trying to make up nothing. I'm not trying to create nothing. I'm not trying to say something just to pass time. I am giving you what thus said the Lord God. In this hour, in this season, this is a season, amen, that people are reaping what they have sowed. Amen. If you would have sowed in the goodness, goodness is what shall come back. If you would have sowed in the wickedness, wickedness is been to be what's been to be your payment. Now what you gonna do? It's time to repent. It is time to receive Christ in your life. It is time to be about your Father's business. Because there's not a lot of time. Holy Spirit, have your way. I know the time for this show is about, amen, to wind down. But everything that I need to get out to the people of God, I need to say. Glory to God. Listen. Glory to God. As we grow in Christ, our perspective and thoughts patterns are changed. That's something I wrote earlier today. Because we need to think on the things that are holy. We need to think on things. And listen, whatever you allow in your mind, whatever you allow in your spirit, it's going to begin to take root. It's going to begin to develop. It's going to begin to manifest. So listen, take the negative. Some of y'all around negative people, you need to get them people out your life right now. Because when God give you something, first thing they going to do is say, well, how you going to do that? You can't do that. You in all this debt. Now, how that's going to happen? They going to start looking for everything that they can shoot down what you just said so that you believe more so in what they saying, and they right there talking in your ear. They want you to hear more so of what they saying, and that's the enemy than what God done told you. God done said you're going to be a millionaire one day, and here you broke as I don't know what. You ain't even got a job. But God said you're going to be a millionaire one day. You believe God? God can do all things but fail. You better hear what I'm saying. So we got to get the negative people out of our ear. Hang around people that's for you. Hang around people that can help you get to the next level in life. Glory to God. As we grow in Christ, our perspective and thought patterns are changed. You begin to talk differently. You begin to think differently. You begin to try to put things together, plan, operation. When you start thinking on the things of God, that's an avenue now for God to come in like a mighty rushing wind, amen, and give you visions and dreams from heaven, hallelujah, inventions, glory to God, things that some of you God then gave, amen, spoke to your mind, amen, probably while you was in your deepest of sleep and then showed you inventions and everything and what you done did with it, nothing. I'm talking to myself now. Ain't did nothing with it. Why? Because you allowed it to come into your mind and then you immediately you let it go. Instead of stopping, meditating, playing together, you let it go. Because sometimes we can think that it's harder for us to try to develop and try to research. It's harder. We see people want things the easy way. But I'm telling you, we got to work. It is time to work, people of God. It is time to put these things in proper perspective. I'm talking to myself. It's time to put things in proper order. It's time to get all your ducks in order. It's time to get the negative people out of your life. It's time to shut down those that are not with you, those that are not for you, glory to God. It's time to just come back later on and get them. Don't desert them. Come back and help them. Because guess what? We got to love our people. We got to love our family. We got to love our friends. We got to love our neighbors. But I'm telling you, if they're rich, you got to go switch that wrench out and get one that's going to work. Jesus. So, people of God, I want to just close out, amen, and then I want to pray, amen. Your mental must be stable. It's high time, y'all. I said on last week, it's a changing of the garment. God is setting down some, but he's raising up others. Those that they didn't recognize, amen, they didn't see the anointing on their lives, just like David. David was in the back. David was hidden. Jesus, some Davids raising up right now. It's some Davids coming forth with the heart of God. They may be dressed dirty, smelling, out there on the streets, homeless. But God is choosing them. God done chosen them. You know why? Because the ones that have been in the forefront ain't did nothing. And they ain't did nothing with what God done blessed them with. They have not been obedient to the things that God has given them to do. They have tried to operate the way they wanted to do, run the program the way they want to run the program, instead of listening to the Spirit of God, instead of fasting and seeking the face of God. They done tried to do it the way they want to. And see, that's the, you know what? God is not pleased with that. So now it is high time because God, amen, is shining a light. It is revival time that's coming now. It's being stirred up even right now, people of God. Hallelujah. God, I want to be in this great movement. Please don't leave me out. I don't care what I got to do. Who I got to go back to and get that thing right. I need to be used by God. I want to be used by God. Hallelujah. People of God, you need to say that. Say, I want to be used by God. Say, God, I need you to use me. What is it that I must do? Glory to God. What must I do to be saved? What must you do to be saved first and foremost? Because listen, first and foremost, you're going to tell that devil he can't have your mind. So I want you to repeat that. I have to say, devil, you cannot have my mind. Glory to God. And now, even at that note right there, it's time for you to analyze your life, glory to God, and where you are. And it's time for you to submit unto God. Right there, right there, right there. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Just repeat after me. Repeat after me, glory to God. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose on the third day for all of our sins to forgive, he was that sacrificial lamb, glory to God. He has forgiven us of our sins. But you got to believe that. Glory be to God. And if you believe that, that he died for me and your sins, glory to God, rose on the third day with all power, then repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all my sins that I have committed, known and unknown. Lord Jesus, save me right now where I stand. I ask you to come into my heart, to be Lord of my life, and take control of my mind, my body, my spirit, and my soul surely belongs to you. And devil, Satan, you are no more in control of my life, for I belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, people, if you repeated that prayer of salvation, the Lord Jesus is now touching you. He's coming into your heart. He is now Lord of your life. Glory to God. I want to give you some instructions. I want you to pray for God to lead you. There's many church doors that are open now, and there are many that are still closed. But you can get on the internet, and you can ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to who you need to begin to listen and learn under, so that your mind, God can come in and transform that mind and continue to develop you into the person that he wants you to be. Because God loves you, people of God. He loves us. We are just jewels in his eyes. Glory to God. And listen, I want you all to know that the time is winding down, people. There's a great call on your life. Forget about what you done did in the past. From this day on, I want you to pick up. I want you to cry out to God, and I want you to ask God, Lord, what's my assignment? What do you want me to do? How can I please you? That's what we need to be asking God right now. And then begin to pray that God will direct your every footstep. Begin to seek his face every day. I'm just giving you some little pointers. I'm talking to the people that just gave their life unto God. Some of y'all you're very much rooted into the word. This is just something, amen, that you just probably was sitting by, amen, because you ain't had nothing to do and you wanted to listen in or whatever. Amen. I love you. Glory to God. But you know what? Every day I learn something. And I want to continue to learn more because I'm not perfect. I know I have a great love for people. If it was me, I would just want to see everybody. I mean, my late husband used to always say, listen, you can't save the world, okay? He used to always tell me that because we would be riding in certain places, neighborhoods, whatever, and I'd be like, pull over, Patrick, pull over, pull over. He'll pull over. He'd go, oh, boy. I said, come on, let's go pray for them. We get out, we pray. Next thing you know, as soon as we get up there, he go to prophesy. God always used him in the prophecy. And I just be looking like, Lord, just use him, God. And he get to prophesying over the people because that's a powerful man of God. Glory to God. But he's going home to be with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. But listen, people, God, listen. Know that God loves you. Amen. Know that God is ready to use you because the message that he gave me was God is wanting to use you. What's the hold up? Ain't no more hold up, y'all. Because whatever God wants you to, if whether he wants you to get on the pulpit, whether he needs you to stand on the corner and preach the word of God, whether he wants you to be in your job, sitting at your desk, praying for people on your job, praying for their salvation, decreeing and declaring a word, whether or not, amen, he have you going to the supermarket, whether or not he have you riding up and down neighborhoods and speaking life to come back. Amen. Whatever it is, platform that God gives you, know that, amen, God don't make no mistakes. Everybody ain't called the pastor. Everybody ain't called the prophet as a prophet. Everybody's not called as an apostle. Amen. But you are called. It doesn't matter. Whatever you are called to be, do it to the best that you can do to the glory of God. Not with nobody's recognition, trying to do stuff for popularity and whatnot. Do it because you love God. Amen. Glory to God. Do it because you love God. You may be called just to be in your house. Amen. You may be confined to your house and you can't even get out. Guess what? Your calling probably is to just intercede for people. Get on the phone and call people up and tell them that Jesus loves you. Get busy. It's so much work out here to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen, people. We want, amen, for you to sow a seed into this great work that Kingdom Builders Internet Radio Station is doing, how they are reaching out, amen, I believe to hundreds of thousands of households, amen, glory to God. But listen, we want you to be a blessing. Sow a seed, amen, by going to givelify.com, amen, or PayPal, amen, and so to Kingdom Builder International at gmail.paypal, I believe it is. But listen, email them again, Kingdom Builder International at gmail.com/KBD call, amen, at 313. Glory to God. What I do with that number, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 313-583-9739. Glory to God. And sow a seed, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning in, amen. Getting ready to close out, amen. There's greater on the horizon for you, amen. I pray for you all, sons, daughters, amen, priests, kings, queens, amen, that God will continue to use you in where you are, that God will continue, amen, to uplift you, hallelujah, that he will move in your life in a way in which you have never imagined, glory to God. I pray that God will visit you in the night when you're in your deepest asleep and that he will show you what your destiny is. I pray that you will hear the voice of God, that you will have a clear ear to hear instructions from the voice of God Almighty. And people, I thank you again. As I said, thank you for tuning in. This is Prophetess V with What's Grilling Today. Hallelujah. And I was the host of this show. I thank you. I've been just so blessed. Amen. That even God has awakened some things in me. Glory to God. And I thank him for that. Because you know what? God always knows what we need. He knows where to put us at that time. He knows where to plant our feet. But see, the key is being open to whatever God wants. Amen. Glory to God. Remember what I said about the key thing. Your most valuable asset is your mind. Stop letting the devil control your mind. You tell Satan no more. You open your mouth. You say no more. You put them cigarettes down. You put them that weed down. You don't need that to pacify you. Get before the face of God. Sit there and meditate. Put on you some worship music and watch God speak to you. Things is getting better. I speak it in the name of Jesus. It's greater on the horizon for you. I promise you, if you get into the will of God, amen, your whole life change. You will begin to feel ways in which you never felt. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it'll be a fresh wind will come and visit you right where you are. Glory to God. I thank you. I send a love shout out to Brother Beard. I send a love shout out, amen, to the Beard family. Glory to God. I send a love shout out to the Patterson family. Glory to God. I send a shout out to the Turner family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I send a shout out to Sister Beasley and her ministry that she does. Amen. I send a shout love out to Sister Barbara. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Continue to let God use you, intercessor prophetess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I send amen. A love shout, amen, to Brother Johnny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To the pastors, to the prophets, to the evangelists, to the teachers. Continue, amen, to allow God to use you. Glory to God. I send a shout to Pastor Sharon, to Pastor Ann. Glory to God. I send a love shout out to my friend Keith, if he's listening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's great on the horizon. Amen. For you, brother. Such an anointed brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if I've missed anybody, amen, I send a love shout out to you too. Brother Kenny, amen, to the Adams family. Hallelujah. Thank you. I send a shout, love shout out to Evangelist Winona. Glory to God. I send a shout out to Marcel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I send a shout love out to Kari, Kara, P, Tila. Glory to God. I send a love shout to Tila P. Hallelujah. To Cheat Cheat. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. I'm about to sign out. I love you. Amen. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I want to make sure, amen, that there's nothing else, amen, that I'm to give you. Just remember them scriptures. Amen. It was Isaiah 40, verse 13, Romans 12, verse 2. Amen. And listen, write these down too. We must be renewed in the spirit of our minds. That's Ephesians 4 and 23. I promise you, you'll be much more happier. You'll be much more happy. Glory to God. All right. This is Prophetess V from What's Grilling Today, about to sign out, but stand in the perfect and divine will of God. I love you. See you soon. Amen. And God bless.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems.